scrambling, screams, and laughter, the assembly shredded away and became a discursive and random scatter from the palms to the water and away along the beach, beyond night sight. Ralph found his cheek touching the conch and took it from Piggy.
"What's grown-ups going to say?" cried Piggy again. "Look at 'em!"
The sound of mock hunting, hysterical laughter, and real terror came from the beach.
"Blow the conch, Ralph."
Piggy was so close that Ralph could see the glint of his one glass.
"There's the fire. Can't they see?"
"You got to be tough now. Make 'em do what you want."
Ralph answered in the cautious voice of one who rehearses a theorem.
"If I blow the conch and they don't come back, then we've had it. We shan't keep the fire going. We'll be like animals. We'll never be rescued."
"If you don't blow, we'll soon be animals anyway. I can't see what they're doing, but I can hear."
The dispersed figures had come together on the sand and were a dense black mass that revolved. They were chanting something, and litlins that had had enough were staggering away, howling. Ralph raised the conch to his lips and then lowered it.
"The trouble is, are there ghosts, Piggy? Or beasts?"
"Course there aren't."
"Why not?"
"'Cause things wouldn't make sense. Houses and streets and TV, they wouldn't work."
The dancing, chanting boys had worked themselves away till their sound was nothing but a wordless rhythm.
"But suppose they don't make sense. Not here on this island. Supposing things are watching us and waiting."
Ralph shuddered violently and moved closer to Piggy, so that they bumped frighteningly.
"You stop talking like that. We got enough trouble."